All right, ready to dive into the world of Donald Trump and his book?
Oh, absolutely. Always up for a little Trump.
Well, today we're going deep into Think Big and Kick Ass in Business and Life. It's co-written with Bill Zanker.
Of the Learning Annex, right?
That's him. It's a mix of Trump's personal philosophies, advice, you know, the whole deal.
You definitely get a feel for his personality, unfiltered for sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Let's start with this whole Think Big philosophy. It's the core of the book. But what's he really getting at? It's more than just like setting goals, right?
Oh, yeah, way more. It's about having this mindset, like aiming for the top is just automatic, your default.
Not just a goal, but like an instinct almost.
Exactly. And he even includes a test in the book to see if you've got this think big mentality.
Oh, yeah, I remember that test. Some of those questions really made you think.
They really do. And they tell you a lot about what Trump values. Like, one question asks how much money you want to have in 5 years.
The options went from like $100,000 to $5 million, if I remember correctly.
Right. And Trump's take, he'd change that top answer to $50
billion. $50
billion? Yeah. He's saying anything less shows you're not ambitious enough, you're settling.
Yeah. Like, why go for bronze when you can get the gold?
Exactly. He uses that analogy a lot. Athletes going for the win. That drive, that's the think big mindset.
So it's not just about dreaming big. It's about going after it relentlessly.
100%.
Yeah.
And Trump and Zanker, they share some pretty wild stories about their own persistence.
Oh, yeah. Like that story with Zanker trying to get Murray Klein from Zabar's to teach a class.
Oh, man. Klein, he was notoriously private, hated publicity.
But Zanker wouldn't give up.
Nope. Addressed every concern, even offered a no press clause in the contract.
Talk about maneuvering around roadblocks.
Seriously. It shows persistence isn't just doing the same thing over and over.
It's about being resourceful.
Adaptable. Finding those unexpected ways to get a yes.
And then there's the Robert Kiyosaki story.
The rich dad, poor dad guy.
Yeah. Zanker flew to Phoenix just to go to his seminar.
Oh, I remember this. And then he like staged a random lunch run-in with Kiyosaki.
Just to pitch him on teaching for the Learning Annex. So what does all this tell us about how Trump sees persistence?
He sees it as essential for success, plain and simple. Going above and beyond.
Never taking no for an answer.
Using your ingenuity to get past any obstacle.
But it's not all hustle and grind, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Trump also talks a lot about passion, loving what you do.
He does. You hear it when he describes his own passion for real estate. Like, it's more than just the money.
Yeah, he talks about walking through Trump Tower, seeing people react to the architecture, the waterfall, you know, the grandeur of it.
And he loves it. He gets real satisfaction from the whole process.
Not just the finished product.
And there's that story about Stan, the golf enthusiast, who ends up in charge of renovating a golf course.
What happened with Stan?
He totally thrived, went above and beyond because he was genuinely into it.
It wasn't just a job for him.
Right. It brought him joy, and that showed in the results.
So aligning work with your passion, that's the key.
Exactly. When your work feels fulfilling, that's where the magic happens.
But of course, even with passion and persistence, you're going to face challenges.
Yeah.
Trump seems to believe handling pressure is crucial for success.
Absolutely. He compares it to athletes. Some fold under pressure, some thrive.
And he says in business, it can take years to really see who can stay calm under pressure.
Unlike sports, where it's pretty immediate.
Right. And he tells that funny story about his friend with, like, a 180 IQ.
Brilliant guy.
But buying a house.
Yeah.
Total meltdown. Couldn't sleep. Stressed out his wife.
Shows that being smart isn't enough. You gotta handle pressure.
So even with the best mindset, we all make mistakes, right? But Trump has this formula of knowledge for turning those mistakes into lessons.
It's pretty simple. Analyze your successes and your failures.
Learn from both.
Exactly. Figure out what went wrong, what went right, and use that to make better decisions.
He's open about his own financial struggles in the 90s, almost went bankrupt. But he focused on staying positive.
Kept doing the things he enjoyed, like negotiating deals.
And it worked. He bounced back.
He's all about shifting your focus to what you can control, even when things are tough. Staying positive, being proactive, that's how you get through it.
And being careful about who you trust, especially when times are tough.
Oh, yeah. He tells that story about a fellow real estate developer, someone he thought was a friend, who totally took advantage of him during those financial struggles in the 90s.
Yeah, this guy sued him over naming rights for a building.
Out of spite, even though their projects were totally different.
Crazy, right.
It just shows, even in a cutthroat business, there are lines you shouldn't cross.
And it was a harsh lesson for Trump, for sure.
About the nature of business and the importance of protecting yourself, even from friends sometimes.
So always protect yourself, A bit cynical, maybe, but also a good lesson.
Absolutely. You got to be smart.
All right, so far we've got think big, be persistent, embrace passion, handle pressure.
And learn from your mistakes.
Don't forget that one. But there's another thing Trump champions, taking chances.
He's all about stepping outside your comfort zone, trying new things.
Like expanding his brand beyond real estate, vodka, clothing, golf courses.
Right. He's always looking for new ways to use that Trump brand.
And of course, his WWE WrestleMania appearance.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle of the Billionaires.
What a move. Yeah. Talk about unexpected.
Definitely a risk taker. But he also talks about trusting your gut instincts.
He says, gather all the info, but ultimately go with your gut.
And Zanker, his co-author, agrees. Says his team is always telling him, go with your gut.
It's about finding that balance between logic and instinct. Sometimes your gut feeling knows best.
Even if it doesn't make sense on paper.
Exactly.
And then there's creating your own luck. Trump doesn't believe in just waiting for good things to happen.
He says it's about hard work and preparation, meeting the right opportunities.
He tells a story about going to a banker's convention during his financial troubles, having to walk 10 blocks in the pouring rain.
Ugh, I hate walking in the rain.
But he made a crucial connection that led to a deal and helped him recover.
Wow, that's persistence.
It's like that Gary Player quote. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
It's true. The more you put yourself out there, the more chances you create for yourself.
So I've covered a lot. Think big, be persistent, embrace passion, handle pressure, learn from mistakes, take chances, trust your gut, and create your own luck.
It's a lot. But it's fascinating to see how Trump sees the world.
It really is. Before we move on, what's really stood out to you so far?
It's that mix of boldness and, well, pragmatism. He's ambitious, but he also knows you have to plan carefully, make smart decisions, and protect yourself.
He's a dreamer and a doer.
For sure. And that whole thing about momentum, that's really interesting. It's like success builds on itself, and you have to keep that energy going.
And it's not just individual momentum. He talks about building a strong team.
Loyalty is huge for him.
Right. He uses the example of a player on The Apprentice who was incredibly loyal, protecting a teammate even when it put her at risk.
He values that kind of loyalty.
Absolutely. And speaking of teams, he also talks about the importance of skilled negotiators, especially in government.
He thinks the U.S. could get much better deals if it had better negotiators, not just academics.
He's pretty critical of some government officials' negotiation skills. Like, he uses Condoleezza Rice's diplomatic visits as an example of what he considers ineffective.
He thinks experience and street smarts beat out academic credentials when it comes to tough negotiations.
Especially with, you know, adversarial parties.
It makes you think, how could things be different with a different approach?
Now, when it comes to hiring and managing people, Trump has some very specific ideas.
He really does.
He's all about promoting from within, building loyalty, and judging character quickly.
He hates drawn-out interviews.
Doesn't he say he can tell within 5 minutes if someone's a good fit?
Something like that.
He values honesty, loyalty, and a strong work ethic above everything else.
He tells that story about a Japanese baseball player, Hideki Matsui, who was incredibly apologetic for getting injured and missing a game.
It shows the level of dedication Trump admires.
Absolutely. He also believes in sharing the wealth with his team, making sure everyone feels valued and motivated.
But he's also known for his unconventional hiring practices.
Oh, yeah, long hours, weekends, holidays, the whole deal.
He even tells a story about a guy who applied for a job over and over.
And finally offered to work for free.
Just to prove his dedication, Trump hired him on the spot.
It shows you gotta be willing to go above and beyond, even in unconventional ways, to get noticed.
Speaking of unconventional, Trump is a huge advocate for prenuptial agreements.
He really is.
He sees them as essential protection.
He says love often blinds people to the possibility of divorce.
And he tells this story about meeting a woman at a Learning Annex event who confessed to cheating on her husband.
It highlights the importance of protecting yourself, even in seemingly happy marriages.
You never know what might happen. So we've covered a lot, but there's still so much more to unpack in Think Big and Kick Ass. We'll be back to explore his views on women, maintaining momentum, and turning setbacks to strengths. Stick around. This is getting good. All right, back into the world of Think Big and Kick Ass.
And we're getting into some interesting territory now. Trump's perspective on women and relationships.
Yeah, this is where things get, well, very Trump.
He's never been one to hold back, especially on this topic.
Definitely makes some bold statements, like he believes women desire sex more than men.
He does say that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And that women are drawn to certain qualities in men, confidence, humor.
Qualities he, of course, believes he has in abundance.
And truly. Well, he even claims he could write a tell-all book about his relationships with famous women.
And it would be a bestseller, he says.
10 million copies, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But amidst all that, there's this theme that keeps coming up. Momentum.
It's like a thread that runs through his whole philosophy.
He believes it's crucial, not just for business, but for life. What exactly does he mean by momentum, though? It's more than just being busy, right?
Oh, yeah. He describes it as this focused energy that keeps you moving toward your goals.
Building on successes, pushing forward, not getting complacent.
He says you build momentum by focusing on a goal, becoming an expert.
Mastering your craft, basically.
And he uses his own story as an example, how he built momentum working for his father before going out on his own in Manhattan.
Laying the groundwork, proving himself, then using that to launch bigger things.
Exactly. And he says you have to constantly challenge yourself to keep that momentum going.
Never let yourself get stagnant.
Complacency is the enemy.
He's all about pushing boundaries. Never settle.
But of course, we all hit roadblocks, even with the best intentions. Trump's philosophy is to turn those setbacks into strengths.
He uses Frank Sinatra's career as an example.
Oh, yeah. How Sinatra had that period of decline in the 50s.
Went from superstardom to, as Trump puts it, a laughingstock.
But he didn't stay down.
Nope. He reinvented himself, got his focus back.
And made one of the biggest comebacks in entertainment history.
It shows you can overcome anything, even when it seems like it's all over.
Trump compares it to his own financial troubles in the 90s. He refused to let it break him.
He stayed positive, focused on what he could control, and eventually things turned around.
It reinforces his belief that setbacks, while tough, can teach you valuable lessons.
It's about resilience, learning from your mistakes, and using those experiences to come back stronger.
He also stresses the importance of having the right people around you, especially when things are difficult.
Loyalty is paramount for him.
He believes in having a team that supports you through thick and thin.
He might be demanding, but he also seems to value those who are willing to learn and grow from their mistakes.
He's not about tolerating incompetence, but he understands that everyone messes up sometimes.
It's about potential, about seeing the bigger picture.
He also talks about making learning fun.
Oh, yeah. Like when he realized the Learning Annex Wealth Expos were getting too serious.
So he decided to liven things up a bit.
Hired people to cheer, dance, throw beach balls into the crowd.
Not exactly what you'd expect at a wealth expo.
Maybe not, but it shows he understands how to keep people engaged, make things memorable.
It's not just about giving information, it's about creating an experience.
And making it fun.
Which brings us back to that drive to constantly improve, even when things are already successful.
He's always looking for ways to do things better, be more innovative.
Like with The Apprentice.
Mm.
Always tweaking the format to keep things exciting.
Keeping people hooked. It's a combination of business savvy and that entertainment factor.
Knowing how to captivate an audience, whether it's viewers or investors.
That's crucial for long-term success. Now, some might say Trump's whole think big thing is a bit, well,
egotistical.
Yeah.
He definitely has a strong sense of self-belief. He loves to talk about his accomplishments.
But he also acknowledges the role of hard work and dedication.
He says think big isn't about arrogance. It's about having the confidence to go after what you want.
Setting ambitious goals, not settling for mediocrity.
And he's a firm believer in positive thinking. Even during his financial struggles, he chose to focus on the good.
On what made him feel good, on pursuing new opportunities.
It's about maintaining that optimism, even when things are tough.
It can make all the difference.
And not letting those setbacks define you.
Like with the media, who often painted him in a negative light during his financial struggles.
He didn't let that get to him.
He kept believing in himself and his ability to bounce back.
It's a powerful message about self-belief and not letting outside negativity hold you back.
So we've covered Trump's views on women, momentum, setbacks, and positive thinking.
His think big philosophy really does touch on every aspect of life.
Bold, unconventional, and definitely thought-provoking.
Love him or hate him, he's achieved some incredible things.
And his story can teach us a lot about ambition, determination, and resilience.
Those are qualities that can help anyone achieve their goals. As we move towards the final part of our deep dive, what's resonating with you?
For me, it's his unwavering self-belief. It reminds us that we're capable of so much more than we often think.
We often limit ourselves.
Exactly. Trump's story is about pushing past those limits, embracing challenges, and going after what you want.
It's inspiring in a way.
It is. So as we wrap up part two, what are your takeaways? What surprised you? What made you think?
We'll be back after a short break to explore some of the bigger questions raised by Trump's Think Big philosophy.
And discuss how these principles might apply to your own life. Stay with us.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Think Big and Kick Ass.
We've covered a lot of ground. Business, success, even Trump's personal views.
Now it's time to reflect on what we've learned.
How can we apply these bold ideas to our own lives?
Right, because no matter what your goals are, there's something to be gleaned from Trump's approach.
It's been a wild ride, hasn't it?
Wild is one word for it. We've seen his confidence, his drive, his unwavering belief, and his methods.
And he certainly doesn't shy away from controversy.
His opinions, especially about women and relationships, are, well, let's just say they're very Trump.
But it's interesting how those personal beliefs tie into his business strategies.
This think big mentality, it goes beyond business, doesn't it?
It seems to be at the core of everything he does.
He's a master of self-promotion, always highlighting his achievements.
Some might see it as arrogance, but he calls it confidence, belief in his abilities.
And even if his style isn't for everyone, you can't deny his commitment to his vision.
He proves that thinking big, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up can lead to incredible results.
And he's very open about his setbacks, especially his financial struggles.
He doesn't hide from them.
He uses those experiences to teach, to show how he bounced back.
That's a big takeaway for me. Failures happen, but it's your response that matters.
Learn from your mistakes. Use them to fuel your future success.
Exactly. He's also big on trusting your gut.
Even when you're surrounded by data and analysis.
Find that balance between logic and intuition.
And he's all about creating your own luck. Don't wait for things to happen. Make them happen.
Work hard, be prepared, and seize opportunities.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I keep thinking about this idea of focus and momentum that Trump talks about.
It seems to be the key to achieving any goal.
Whether it's building a skyscraper or just making a small improvement in your life.
So how can we apply these principles to our own lives?
In our careers, relationships, personal growth.
How can we harness that think big energy to achieve our own goals?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves. So as we conclude our exploration of think big and kick ass, we hope you've gained some valuable insights from Trump's world.
Maybe even a few laughs along the way.
And hopefully you've got a fresh perspective on how to approach your own goals.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time for another insightful exploration. Until then, keep thinking big